right before this coronavirus outbreak, Anomaly challenged me to a game of basketball, one-on-one. Yeah. And so I started training, and my jump shot was looking really nice. And then all of a sudden, the coronavirus shuts down all the gyms, and I can't work on my jump shot anymore. And so Anomaly probably has some private underground gym, and he's training up right now, working on the layups and his dribbling skills and his fundamentals and everything. And I'm stuck here sucking wood on a basketball court I can't even use.
I heard it started from an InfoWars facility in Wuhan. I heard that was ground zero.
We are in the second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, live at band.video. And now I think, it's kind of hard to believe, but I think this is Anomaly's first appearance on the War Room. So we're glad to have him on today at Legendary Energy on Twitter. And so I wanted to get him on today because he is not afraid of media or pundits or commentary trying to bully or intimidate him out of his opinion on the coronavirus outbreak. I'll let him tell it to you, but I'm in agreement, at least we'll discuss it, but for sure in agreement that it seems that the shutdown and the economic collapse has not been the right response to this coronavirus outbreak when you look at it by the numbers. So unless they know something we don't know, so far, this economic collapse and shutdown has been much worse than the coronavirus outbreak. By the numbers, it's pretty average to the seasonal flu bug. So, Anomaly at Legendary Energy on Twitter, you've been pointing this out, I think, for about the last month since this has been going on. A lot of people agree. A lot of people disagree. It really is amazing, though, how polarizing this discussion is and how, you know, the dissent or freedom to disagree, even on the conservative side of the aisle, which has become the free speech side, even there, it's like, oh, no, people will disavow you if you don't say this coronavirus needs to shut everything down.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of things going into play as far as so many pieces going, and a lot of people just pick one where obviously I think the virus is bad. You know, I want to stop it. I don't want people to die. But also the economic shutdown, I talked to a lot of people. You know, we all have a lot of supporters in the conservative movement, and a lot of good people are losing salaries, losing jobs, losing businesses. There's people in, say, Wisconsin that aren't near a major city that are having to shut down. Meanwhile, New York City, I don't think we're doing that good of a shutdown. You could take a flight and fly over there. You could leave your state, and most states go anywhere else. So I feel like we're doing a half in, half out, where if we had everybody really listening, we had a population like Japan where everybody listened and cleaned up the streets and wore masks, I think it would work better than half in, half out. Now we're delaying. We're watching a huge power grab here in the country, all over the world. You know, Democrat politicians getting authoritarian power to look at phone data, all this crazy stuff. So I think we have to ask the question, how long has the virus been here? If it's been here for a year, we might not be able to stop it. You know, where did it come from? How bad is it? These are questions, they all go hand in hand, where I'm not downplaying the virus per se, but absolutely, I think a lot of people on the conservative side are downplaying the major effect it's having on people's health, their wallet, not just the big corporations like Boeing, but the family that can't work. They're saying, I want to work. And it's the optics of it, like you've been talking about for a week, or the government coming in saying you can't run a business. Meanwhile, you could travel basically all across the country, and the spread, I don't think, is being stopped properly. So we're half in, half out, and I think it's having a massive negative effect that, you know, hopefully we can rebound from.
Well, that's kind of been the approach that has been really beyond questionable. It just seems to go against logic and reasoning. The half in, half out, as you're calling it, or I've been explaining it as doing everything. They've basically been preparing on the back end with FEMA and DHS and all this other stuff to prepare for this outbreak, while on the front end, basically doing nothing. And still, on many regards, still doing nothing. Like you said, you can still fly everywhere. I'm not saying shut that down. We're just pointing out how 1 + 1 doesn't seem to equal 2 in these situations. But I will say, first, Rhode Island's governor called for a lockdown quarantine of New York to stop the spread. They've now doubled down on that. And Rhode Island was first stopping out-of-state drivers from New York, now stopping all out-of-state drivers. So it does seem that people are freaked out about what's going on in New York. But to me, it just seems like, look, in New York City, I could do the same thing. Hey, how many people get hit by a taxi every day? And I could flash the numbers on the screen. And in New York City, it's going to be number one. And then out in rural, you know, Montana or Missouri, it's going to be really low. And that's because there's not as many taxi drivers running around on the streets. So it seems to me like we can use graphics and flashy numbers and everything to drive panic about anything, not to downplay the seriousness of the virus, but to sit here and point out how the media has this ability to drive us into a panic and hysteria. And then we basically just get on our knees, whatever they want us to do out of this scare. And now our economic shutdown is happening. Who knows the long-term effects of that? People don't even, it's like a different planet now when you walk outside. People with their jugs on their head and like gloves and all of this weird stuff going around spraying as they walk through, like somehow that's going to stop them from getting a virus. It's like total madness.
Yeah, it's a lot of things happening at once. Like I said, people can't double task, where obviously I think this is worse than the flu, and I'm sketched out by what it is, how many different strains there are. I want to learn more. I do want people to be safe. But at the same time, we have to think of the precedent we're setting, which is the government can tell you that your business has to be destroyed or shut down so more people can live. I think every life is important. I understand why people don't want to compare it to the flu. But if you really want to save lives, like I've been saying jokingly, but also seriously, we could do a mandatory 3 days a week. Everybody has to exercise for an hour, and you'd see hundreds of thousands of less people dying from heart disease. We could really regulate, you know, the pills and find out which one people are overdosing on and being overprescribed. The same people that claim to care about our health. I do care about our health, but I see them pushing sugar in kids' cereal, pushing high fructose corn syrup all over the place, destroying your immune system, and then turning around and saying they're helping us. So it's multiple things at play. Like, yes, it's worse than the flu, but what if we set this precedent and now they say next year, you know what, we want to save 20,000 lives this year, so nobody's going to drive anywhere and there's going to be no accidents. These are questions like you're asking, I think, are important, but people can't double task. If you say that, they think you're downplaying it. And then there's the people who are freaking out, who are saying, don't leave for 2 months, 3 months. It's just Boeing that's going to get hurt. Yes, they bailed out the big corporations, but talk to a small business. There's people who have 100-year businesses being destroyed. People hitting me up on Instagram saying they can't feed their kids and buy groceries, and they don't know when the check's coming, and it's not going to be enough. So it is hurting the average American massively in many ways. Jobs lost, salaries lost, and a massive redistribution of wealth. So I think we have to balance all these things. And for some reason, if you say the one, they're like, oh, you just care about Boeing. I don't care about Boeing. I'm just saying that a lot of people want to get back to work. And some people are telling me they'd rather die of the virus than die of going bankrupt because the government told them to shut down. And I'm balancing my conservatism with the science. But the science is not settled. The WHO was routinely wrong about, you know, it doesn't go human to human, they said in January. They don't know what the heck's going on. So these scientists are acting like it's settled, and they're kind of winging it, I think, just like everyone else.
Yeah, and that's kind of another ripple to this that I don't think we've really gone into that crevice yet, because this, you know, this thing we're navigating, this desert or whatever we're navigating with all these different crevices, we don't have time to go in there. But I think eventually we're going to go into that, because it's another thing. The experts, the so-called experts, they're not experts at all. The experts don't seem to know a damn thing about what the hell's going on. But that's the other thing, too, is you're sitting here getting human intel. What are people saying? What are real Americans saying? What are small business owners saying? There is no major consensus to continue this economic shutdown, as far as I can tell, outside of politicians and the left. I mean, I really just don't see it, and that's because they just want to blame Trump and put him in a pigeonhole where, oh, if he doesn't shut everything down and cause an economic collapse, they'll just hype up all the death and blame it on President Trump. But I think you're right. The biggest fear here is, okay, maybe this pandemic kills, let's say, 10,000, 20,000 Americans. Well, okay, this is obviously a man-made bioweapon, probably either wittingly, unwittingly released from a biolab in Wuhan. People can debate that. China's obviously lying about the numbers of dead there and cases and everything. But what happens when the next strain maybe gets intentionally released that actually has the hyped up death rate, that actually has all of this, and then we can't even bring it up? We've already had the backdrop of the coronavirus, and they never even talked about it being a bioweapon. So then the next thing hits us, we go into total lockdown, they censor the internet, and then you'll never even know it was a bioweapon.
And a lot of the people behind this are behind the climate change, where they say, we're gonna regulate everything, and worst comes to worst, we just clean the air. But there's other economic tolls and personal tolls that come with that. So the same thing with this, like, what if we're going to try to save lives, but what if we find out, and I'm not saying this is true, but I think they don't know. What if we find out it's been here for a year, 2 years? We know China's lying. A lot of people think they had it last, you know, July, August, September. What if we do all of this, destroy the economy, $6 trillion of bailouts, you know, people losing everything. And then we find out in 5 or 6 months that, oh, it's been here for a while and we couldn't even slow the spread because people had already had it and built immunities. We don't know that type of stuff. Nobody's asking these questions on the news and they're saying, you know, let's be safe. But I've never seen anything like this, even the recession in 2008. And it's people think I'm being selfish or something. It's not for me. I'm doing okay. The amount of families I'm talking to who can't go to work, can't collect a paycheck.
Well, what happens, though, if Anomaly at Legendary Energy isn't saying this? Who does then? We need voices like yours. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. Look, if you want to be hip and cool, you're going to want to follow Anomaly on Twitter at Legendary Energy. You're going to want to check out his music as well. Okay, but that's just if you want to be hip and cool. Also, if you want to be hip and cool, you're going to want to pull up InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new Space Force t-shirts we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. We had the limited edition Space Force t-shirt. It may be sold out. We may still have some left, but I think we may have sold out of that. So we've now launched the brand new three different Space Force t-shirts, three different options. Four different options. Oh my gosh, I'm correcting myself. Four new Space Force t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. This is probably, when I wear the Space Force t-shirt out, I get more compliments than any other t-shirt. So very popular, people love it. Also, guys, can we pull up the other new t-shirt? Come and take it. There it is. Now see, come and take it. Obviously a known slogan to protect the Second Amendment, but you didn't think you'd have to be standing up for your own supply of toilet paper. And so we have the Come and Take It toilet paper special at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I don't know if these are just brand new launches. Some of them may be limited edition. So if those are limited edition, I'll let you know because that's when we sell out, they're just gone. So we've kind of been doing that lately. But those brand new t-shirts available at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, if you want to be cool, some people don't like to be cool. Some people do. You want to get the new Space Force t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're really wanting to be cool, you're going to want to saunter down the local town square listening to Legendary Energy. You can go find him on SoundCloud. His music, by the way, it's nice to have people out there that are anti-cultural rot gut like Anomaly in his music. So that is nice. I want to get into something, though, that we were talking about in the last segment here, which I think is so important. And my guess is you practice what you preach as far as your personal health is concerned. But so that's why I kind of get upset, and then maybe it's misguided. It's just kind of like just a reaction. But when mainstream news comes out here and they want to get everybody panicked about the coronavirus and like you said, it's like, wait a second. There have been people that have been telling you, hey, you know, get exercise. Hey, avoid fatty foods. Avoid processed sugar. Avoid GMOs. Avoid certain things and chemicals in milk. Avoid BPA in the plastics with the water. So it's like we've been pushing this for years, forever. And then it's like we dare say, hey, you have a healthy immune system. You can not get sick and die from the coronavirus. It's like no knowledge. And then they henpeck at you and they say, you can't say that. Don't promote health. You just say you have to die from coronavirus if you don't sit indoors. It's like, no, wait a second. These are known things that build your immune system. This is well known to keep you healthy, fight infectious disease. So it's just like everybody wants to panic over the coronavirus, and then there's just some voices of reason just like, hey, it's okay. Build up your immune system. People have forgotten about gut health. They forgot about their microbiome. They forgot about all this stuff. And it's like, where is that message? So are you seeing that message of just promoting personal health anywhere?
Not often. It's becoming popular now. You know, you got self-help people on Instagram and stuff, but I have a hard time believing a lot of these organizations, world organizations, U.S. governmental organizations, the same ones that have allowed sugar and cereals, the same ones, high fructose corn syrup, like you said, the same ones that don't educate you on how to take care of yourself and boost your immune system, the same ones that spread fear, the same ones who push the food pyramid that told you to eat a bunch of cheese and bread all day, which is not good. It causes inflammation and mucus, which then causes diseases. A lot of doctors know. So these are the same people telling you they want to save 1,000 lives, 10,000 lives, 100,000 lives. And every life does matter. I agree with them. But that's what the people that are saying, it's not just the flu. This is really serious. I agree. However, these are the same people that don't take opioid abuse seriously. They mass prescribe it even when it's overprescribed, ignoring the numbers. Our life expectancy has been going backwards for the past few years for the first time in like 30, 40 years. and they don't care. They've never cared. They don't care about your health. They don't care about, you know, keeping you fit. America is one of the most obese countries in the world. People come from Europe and they're like, why do you guys eat so much? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, we watch football, we eat food. And everybody has their flaws. I'm not knocking people. But if we really took health seriously, we could save millions of lives over the course of 10 years by changing just a few things. And a lot of these, you know, drug companies like Bayer then go and buy Monsanto. Those are two, you know, companies with a questionable past, and they control a large portion of the food and pharmaceutical industry. And none of these organizations or experts or health wizards, none of them take that seriously. And if every life matters, like they say, I'm not buying like you're not buying, that's their reason. Do I care? Yes. Do I think President Trump cares? I think he's trying to do his best. It's a lose-lose. But for them to just put their blind trust in that, and especially libertarians and conservatives giving up what we've been talking about for decades, speculating that the government could try to do, it's all happening now. And a lot of people are just giving it over because they think it's normal. But there's something off about it, and everybody knows. We just can't figure out what it is.
Well, I'm glad you said that, the blind eye, because we do turn a blind eye to so many of these things. And then we have a blind trust that there's a system or an establishment that's meant to protect us. You know, I think food is the perfect example. Again, most people go to the store and they're not worried about what they're eating. Hey, the FDA would regulate it if it was bad. Hey, you know, this or that if it was bad. Hey, the government would stop the tap water from being fluoridated if it was bad. Well, maybe not so much. And so it's really just about health consciousness. Because I can come on air and complain all day about all the chemicals in the food and the water, but if I'm still ingesting them, that makes me a fraud. And I think this, you know, by the way, people have been fighting Monsanto in, or trying to get Monsanto in court over Roundup for at least a decade. And I'll be perfectly transparent, folks. I'm from St. Louis. This is where Monsanto started. I'm within one degree of separation from, like, the top brass at Monsanto for more than 10 years of my life, people I really care about. So sometimes I'm kind of, I don't like dumping on Monsanto because there are good people that work there, but it's a system. Now, Monsanto is finally in court, and they're going to be paying out perhaps hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, who knows where this is going to go? Class action court. In fact, if you think you've got cancer from Roundup, you can join in on the class action lawsuit. And so I don't want to sit here and tear down an American company like Monsanto, but again, it's the same thing. Monsanto, Roundup, these chemicals, it could be Monsanto, it could be anybody. The point is these foreign chemicals, not organic, that we use in everyday activity causes cancer, causes all of this stuff. Where's the media panic over cancer-causing ingredients? Oh, wait, they promote Monsanto goods in their advertisements. They promote all the mainstream food in their advertisements, from fast food to Coke to cereals and all this stuff. And that's when it clicks. And then you see the FDA with the Venn diagram with Monsanto, and it all clicks. It's like, these people never had our back. They always had the back of their bank account.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It's not just their fault. It's an American problem, and it's a crony capitalism problem. That doesn't mean socialism and communism are the answer. Leftists are useful idiots. They're completely wrong. But crony capitalism means profits over money. Profits over people. A lot of these companies have a fiduciary duty to make as much money as possible, no matter how many chemicals, no matter how bad they know it is. They're kind of in a wedge where it's like, if they don't please their stockholders, they're liable to get sued. So they're kind of forced to do sometimes the most inhumane thing to make as much money as possible in with what they think is like doable. And that's a problem. That's when you don't have a, you know, that's why they strip our culture. That's why they strip our nationality, because they don't want us to have anything in common with each other. So we're just a bunch of rats in a maze. But it's not just Monsanto. It's a lot of these corporations, in some cases, because their hand is forced to do that, or else they're liable to get sued, which is crazy.
All right. When we come back, I want to get the human intel that Anomaly is getting from people on the ground. It's been very eye-opening for me. I've been doing more of that now in this coronavirus panic than any time before. We have Anomaly, also known as Legendary Energy, with us here. President Trump, though, is a press conference every damn day for the coronavirus. He's actually using this kind of smartly as a presidential campaign. I don't think the Democrats have caught up. So we'll be monitoring this live. If there's any breaking news or anything that comes from this, or anything we want you to hear from the president, we will break into that. But we are with Anomaly at Legendary Energy. Again, you can find his music on SoundCloud, on YouTube, if you guys want to pull that up again so people can know where to find that. Okay. You do a lot of human intel, you know, putting out tweets or messages saying, hey, what are you guys experiencing at hospitals? Hey, what are you guys experiencing? Friends and family. I've seen a couple of them. So I'll put out my human intel, and then kind of get yours. Now, I'm not saying this is the, you know, blanket statement on everything, but I mean, it's pretty much a consensus from all the intel I'm getting. The panic is way overblown. The media is way overhyping the situation at hospitals. They're overhyping how deadly this is. They're overhyping the death. Most people that are dying are of old age or have pre-existing conditions, like really high, even like 95% or more, no matter what the age. And so it's just all about, oh, building it up, the biggest panic ever. I mean, the average person doesn't listen to the news. They don't even follow it. They just see every day a rising death count, every day a flashing graphic. So they just, in their head, it's just like this, you know, response is, oh, it's the most deadly thing ever. But the human intel I'm getting is, yeah, a lot of response being done at the back end, building up for National Guard release, building up for total lockdown, building up for the worst case scenario at hospitals, like the bubonic plague, bringing everybody in. But as far as actual, you know, virus, people getting sick, rushing the hospital, you know, whatever, that seems to not be existent yet, at least. But what are you hearing?
Yeah, I tried to put out a call to nurses and stuff to cut through the media narrative. And most people in pretty much everywhere but New York City seemed like it was completely calm, actually so calm that they were losing hours because, you know, they scared everyone from going to the hospital and they don't have that many cases. New York, I have heard a few cases that, you know, they have more coronavirus cases. But like you're kind of tapping into, and I think a lot of people can't double task. They're like, no, it's not just the flu, but you really have to think, what if they took pneumonia? What if they took obesity or any opioid crisis and did a 24/7? We've never seen anything like this. You're forced to shut down your business. You're in your house, 100% of coverage on coronavirus. If you did this for other diseases, they've never done it. So we can test the difference of, you know, there are mostly elderly people that are dying or people with one or two conditions. There are some reports of people in their 20s or 30s being massively, you know, destroyed by this. It's a tough virus in certain strains.
But you know what? I want to pause you right there because this is actually something you're really good at. And I want to get into this with you because I really believe this. And you know, quacks will say, oh, how dare you? But no, this is just the truth. Everybody knows this. If you get ill from anything, even if you're not ill, if you weaken your mind, if your mind becomes corrupt, if you think, oh, I'm going to die from a virus. Oh, I have a virus. You may have the virus. You may not. Your immune system will weaken. And then if you do get sick, you'll have a natural response like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. So the fear, the panic, the hysteria already inflicts you with that. And then if you actually get the virus or whatever, then it's just like a total death sentence. Plus, I guarantee you, I didn't get tested. I guarantee you, it's like, I don't even want to say this because someone will come knocking on my door and like force me into a compound or something. But I probably had coronavirus in January. I was sick on my ass, sickest I've ever been in 10 years. I never get sick. Knocked me on my ass. Couldn't get out of bed for 5 to 7 days. Like literally, like, and I see all these people posting like, oh, a selfie. Oh, I have corona. Oh, a video. Oh, let me tell you something. If you were really that sick, you wouldn't be doing your selfie videos or any of that crap. Okay. You wouldn't have the energy. I couldn't even go to the bathroom without being in pain. That's how bad it was. I survived it. You know why? Because I knew I'd survive it. I didn't have a defeatism in my mind. I didn't have a, this is a deadly virus that's going to kill me in my mind. I think that a lot of this with people going to the hospital is in relation to that because they see the panic on the news. They have this built up understanding that this is the most deadly virus ever. It's going to kill me. So they go to the hospital. Their immune system shuts down because of their mental capacity. And then it just is worse than it would have ever been simply because the news is flashing graphics telling you how deadly it is.
Now you're tapping into something that's real science. It's been studied as far as like your attitude and your energy, how that affects your immune system. And also in elderly people, one of the most important things for them is a sense of community. They did a study actually in Italy where they found out people live so long because they have such a good sense of community. So there's no scientists who are studying this to even put it against the numbers where for me, I haven't been sick in 3 or 4 years. When I used to stay inside too much, not go for walks, get outside, I used to get sick and I used to stay sick because I would quarantine myself and not go out for a walk, not really get out and get any air, that type of stuff, vitamins from the sun. This is all proven science. So there's no scientist who's really trying to really crunch the numbers on that and find out what if, you know, this makes 2 times as many people sick? What if you get sick for longer? What if the psychology behind it is making people weaker so it attacks them stronger? You're totally right. And this is something that scientists don't study. It's the same with climate change science. They dig in one ice core and then they tell you they know everything about the ocean and the sun. So it's like these egotistical, you know, political scientists have hijacked this whole thing and the media plays along. And if you don't, they'll call you a conspiracy theorist, a denier, but that's all proven science. You're totally right. And somebody smarter and better at science than me should be studying that to put those numbers against what the coronavirus is doing.
Well, and that's the problem with the Western medicine industry is they've just totally removed all of that from our basic understanding or study. And so now, you know, somebody that's our age, I turned 30 this year, that gets brought up in this system, they never even hear about therapeutics. They never even hear about natural remedies. They never even read about Eastern medicine practices or any of this stuff. Like, for example, the Western medicine complex tries to totally destroy chiropractic from even being in America in so many different ways. I mean, I could have chiropractors who tell you all kinds of stories at how they try to destroy the chiropractic industry. But because it works and people have proven success with it, I mean, I won't tell you my stories. I'm not trying to promote, you know, a doctor or anything here, but it's like it works for people. So the industry still exists. It's kind of like there's still Eastern medicine out there. You can still find natural remedies out there. But Western medicine tries to say, oh, that's all baloney. That's all hunky-dory. That's all this new old age philosophical stuff. None of it really works. It's not science. It's not chemistry. No, it does work. We know it works. I mean, but isn't that an example of big pharma wanting to get rid of that because they can't get rich off of it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Western medicine is good at closing stuff and, you know, surgeries. But when it comes to preventative stuff, they're completely absent. I've talked to some of the healthiest, smartest people, Bragg from Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar. She's like 90. She told me bread is terrible, white bread. She says, you eat white bread, you're dead. She hates white bread. Cheese is overrated. It's an inflammatory, which causes sickness. And these same agencies told us in the 90s, the food pyramid, eat as much milk as you can, as much cheese as you can, as much bread as you can. It's not true. So these same agencies are doing the opposite of preventative. And that's why a lot of people don't trust this coronavirus, because we know there's people out there who want to capitalize on the cure, capitalize on the vaccine, capitalize on the medicine. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's rooted in reality. So you're totally right. They don't give us any of the tools to be stronger and more healthy internally, mentally, physically, spiritually. They destroy all of that out of us. They penalize you and call you some sort of name if you embody what you should be. And then, you know, they push their phony, you know, half-baked science.
And this is a controversy or, you know, it's a debatable subject. You talk about the elderly in Italy, you know, everybody knows, I don't know what the number is, but it's like if your spouse dies, specifically in America, if you're in your old age and your spouse dies, pretty much the next spouse goes, you know, within the year in most cases. Sometimes it's like literally the next day. And so that's obviously, you know, one of these mysteries of health. It's not so much a mystery. They just don't write it into the textbooks. But in Italy, like you said, there's more of a respect for elders. They're still going out, meeting in communities, sitting on the front porch, drinking wine. Their children are bringing them out, you know, coming over, visiting them. That doesn't really happen as much in the West. You get into the elderly years and a lot of times you just get thrown away, put in a home, all of this stuff. So you're not going out. You're not mingling. That is a part of this formula. That is a variable in this formula that nobody's talking about. But of course you don't want to talk about that because see, then you can't sell the panic. Then you can't sell the hysteria. You can't make the fancy graphics. But I wonder, let's crunch the numbers on the other side here with Anomaly at Legendary Energy on Twitter. Let's find out how many people a year die from automobile accidents and cardiovascular disease. And let's see that divided by four. And let's see if those numbers aren't higher than the coronavirus deaths. And then maybe we should cause some panic. Don't go out and drive. You're going to die. All right, we're crunching the numbers right now. I've decided I'm going to cause a nationwide hysteria. I'm going to cause a nationwide hysteria over heart disease and death and then car accidents too. So everybody stay off the road. Driving in the car is dangerous. You might die. No, but see, just like you put an airbag in a car, it's like, yeah, we realize driving a car can be dangerous, so we put safety precautions like airbags. Well, that's your immune system. Your immune system is your airbag against infectious disease. But they don't promote building up your immune system, building up your microbiome. They try to sell you a bunch of pharmaceuticals that just treat the symptoms, not the actual disease. But in the middle of this, we have seen our civil liberties be completely wrecked. Ladies and gentlemen, our economy shut down, but our civil liberties wrecked. Canada has abolished civil liberties in the name of safety. That's from the Mises Institute. Governor Abbott orders Texas state troopers to enforce quarantine at Louisiana border. So now you have states shutting down their borders, like in Rhode Island. Governor issues stay-at-home order for South Florida. So it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. Arrest issue entered for, issued for Tampa megachurch pastor who led PAC services despite safer at home orders. Yeah, Christians are going to go to church. You cannot legally tell people they can't. So I can go on and on and on. What do you see? We'll get to these numbers in a minute, guys. What do you see, Anomaly, with the attack and the really just removal of all of these civil liberties in the name of this disease, in the name of safety? How do you weigh when is enough enough? How do you weigh what you personally, I'm like a total freedom, like, purist. So, like, I don't think they can tell us to sit shelter in place at all. They can make suggestions, but you can't fine, arrest people. That's what they're doing. But what is your opinion on all these measurements being taken to stop the spread, as they say, quote unquote, but that are killing our civil liberties? What say you?
I think it's unquestionably dangerous, no matter which side of the fence you're on. I know Ben Franklin had a quote. Maybe it's fake. I wasn't alive during that time. But, you know, his quote was, if you trade, what was it, liberty for security, you'll get neither, basically saying hold on to your liberties. So it's very, very dangerous. And it's a pickle they've put Trump in. Like you said, if he doesn't do it, then they're going to hold him accountable for tens of thousands of deaths. If he does do it, he's a tyrant or he didn't do enough. So it's a lose-lose, sneaky situation. But the further it goes on, the more I look into it, the more I wish people were asking these type of questions to get to the core of it, because I feel you. There's certain, you know, I want to slow the spread, but to start arresting people for parties and churches, it's starting to cross that line. And once we give them up, I guarantee a lot of these people, especially the Democrats, won't want to give these powers back. And I've even been thinking, now that you were talking about numbers, you know, we all know not to trust China and their numbers. But what a lot of people don't know is a lot of these European countries and even Canada, they don't really have a Fox News in the corporate sphere to kind of be the counter. A lot of them are completely 100% overrun liberal media, and their conservative party is a bigger joke than the Republican Party in America. So the numbers are okay, but you don't know how they're calculating them. You don't know how the media is reporting. Imagine if MSNBC and CNN ran the show here, and you had no President Trump and you had no CNN. You know, Salvini in Italy isn't there anymore. They have a liberal now or somebody else. So, you know, these need to be in question, just like China's numbers, because a lot of people look into the tests and realize what they're testing for is not the actual virus itself, but, you know, your antibody count and stuff like this. No one's talking about this stuff. So I hear you. I think it's a lot of people. I got mostly conservative and Republican followers. Like 90% of them are ready to go back to work, and they're starting to get really ticked off. I work from home. I want to be safe. But at the same time, I have family members that are out working now. So if it is dangerous, you know, they're touching hundreds of people a day, and, you know, not getting really compensated for it. So it's a tricky situation, but I'm glad that you have been pretty consistent with the civil liberty stuff, and somebody definitely needs to.
Well, we did crunch the numbers. And so let's look at some of this. So based on the average year that goes by, as of right now, there are probably about 10,000 deaths from automobile accidents in America. 10,000 deaths. Now, I can hype up those numbers. I can have flashy graphics and red and the arrows up every day. 100 new deaths, 1,000 new deaths, you know, but we don't do that. Well, okay, that's a deadly thing. Do we care about people's lives? Heart disease. Based on the average year of Americans that die of heart disease at this time, over 160,000 Americans have died from heart disease this year. Over 160,000. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the graphics I could run with that? Oh, I could have screens of graphics flashing and manipulating your mind. And, oh, my gosh. Hey, but you know what? Then you might not eat that unhealthy meal at the fast food restaurant. You might not eat that bag of chips. You might not eat that processed food. So maybe there is a give and take. The point is, we can sit here and inflate anything with media. The media can make us panic about anything. And I think that that's really what we're learning here again, is even with people realizing how fake news the news is, approval rating of like 10% on average, it still has the power over our minds. It still has the shackles over our thought process to drag us around, no matter, even if we know they're fake.
Yeah, and a lot of people who listen to you say that, they'll then go and say, they'll be like, oh, you don't get it. It's not as contagious, so you can't compare those numbers. But where I think their logic is wrong, if every life matters, let's talk about all the lives, not 10,000, not 20,000. Let's talk about all the millions of deaths. If we really want to save 100,000 lives, we could do, without shutting down business, a mandatory government workout one time a day, Monday through Friday. Everybody stops working, does jumping jacks together. You know, President Trump sounds the alarm. You get arrested if you don't want to do it. if that's really our main thing, that we're going to let government install health over, you know, liberty, then that should come into play. It should also come into play the total death numbers of this year. Some people have been crunching those numbers and find that in many states, we're actually down in deaths because of the measures we've taken and other things, situation driving such deaths are down. So if every death matters, like they're saying, they say, you just want to open the economy, Owen. You don't care about the people. I do care about the people, but you're only looking at coronavirus deaths. You don't even want to look at these other deaths. And there is a way to avoid them with government tyranny. But our thing so far has been liberty over tyranny. But now I guess people are choosing tyranny over liberty to save, you know, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 lives. And they're willingly allowing millions of people to die when we could do government instated things like workouts. You know what I'm saying? Let's do them together right now. 10, everybody in the world. You know what I'm saying? We got President Trump. Exactly. President
Trump.
Work
those shoulders.
If you try to
work those delts. Come on, hit them.
Already, my immune system's boosting. I got, you know, I'm gonna eat some super blue. No, I'm just kidding. Don't eat super blue. That's a joke. You can't eat the toothpaste, guys. I just want to.
No, but seriously, if you eat. It's like the funniest thing. Like, they want to attack us for saying, you know, fluoride-free toothpaste. It says on the damn tube of fluoridated toothpaste, if harmful if swallowed, contact poison control. So it's like they know 0.1% of fluoride you ingest, contact, you know, poison control, but, you know, put it in the water. It's all good. But there's this other thing, too, and it's legitimate. I'm not trying to discount this, but, you know, people don't want to question numbers or question motive when you're dealing with death. I could use historical examples of this. I won't right now, but it's the same thing. Like, I don't want to come on air and say, oh, the media is lying about how many are dead. Oh, the hospitals are lying. They're all lying. But at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised one bit if the media was doing it. Look at all the other things that they've lied about just to try to make Trump look bad or whoever it is look bad or whatever it is look bad. So it's like I have enough experience to say, yeah, the mainstream news is probably helping to drive this panic-demic. But then it's like, oh, don't say that. There's dead people.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, too, when you see Kumo on CBS, and that you showed it earlier where they had footage from Italy, Sky News, that they stole and tried to pretend like it was New York City. And then you have Kumo saying thousands of people are dying. If I'm watching TV, I think thousands of people are dying there. And then they ask him the question again. He says, no. We're fine. We have extra ventilators. They're in a stockpile. But I'm saying we need more because this is going to happen in a month. So it's like total fear mongering. These people lie about everything. And that's the main crux of what's going on is people have been lied to by the media. People have been lied to by politicians. Our authority figures have lied to us. No one knows what to believe. So how can you damn the conspiracy theorists? They're trying to cling to something because they know you're not telling them the truth. So instead of attacking us, they should be looking at themselves in the mirror and figuring out why no one trusts them. Why would you ever trust CNN and MSNBC? I mean, it's embarrassing. I have liberal friends, and I'm embarrassed for every Democrat and liberal. What they're broadcasting is like the lowest IQ, lowest level stuff out there. So, of course, people are not going to trust it. And we know that they've said they want to crash the economy just for Trump to go down. So there's speculation on who's behind this and, you know, how
real. But it's like we have this thing where we focus on the looking forward. And of course you do. You're moving forward. But like if we just turn around for 1 second, let's remember. They lied about relief aid in Puerto Rico. They literally hoarded relief disaster aid in Puerto Rico because they wanted to get Trump. They lied about hate crimes. They lied about all this other stuff. So it's like, look at what we know now. The Nevada governor has a doctor who's not even a doctor banning a known treatment for coronavirus. You have the Michigan governor rejecting brand new face masks. You have, like you said, Cuomo admitting they're hoarding ventilators. So how could we trust these people? All right, let's get the final comment from Anomaly. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Final comment from Anomaly, Legendary Energy. Skin, how can we trust these people that withhold disaster aid, that lie about getting masks and ventilators, and then they just want to blame Trump for everything? You can't do it. All right, to break, we take jumping jacks. No, look, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not going to abide by a stay-at-home order. I will find more reasons to go outside. I'll start mowing people's lawns with like a push mower. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'll make thousands of dollars. So they've just released in Virginia. This is just insane, folks. It gets hyped up more and more every day. Virginia now has a stay-at-home order till June 10th. June 10th. So we're just getting this right now. Thank you. All right. Final segment with Anomaly. He was doing some jumping jacks. He got the resistance band out in the break. Also, I mean, it's tough all the gyms are closed down. Yes, he's hitting the bicep curls right now with the resistance band. See, that's how it's done, folks. This is how you promote good health, okay? Is exercise, stretching, you know, do some yoga, do some body weight workouts. They don't tell you that. They tell you to sit at home, eat your Cheetos, and watch your Netflix, and that'll beat the coronavirus. I don't think so. So just give us your final wrap up here. 3 minutes left with Anomaly. Just your final wrap. Anything else you want to say? Plug your website and everything.
Yeah, I guess my message on the coronavirus is, always getting misconstrued. But basically, I think there's a lot of things at hand right now. I think there is a bad virus. We don't know how many strains there are. They could pretend like they know it's not man-made, but it could have been man-made. A lot of us think it is, and we have the right to think that. We think it's a bioweapon of some sorts. Maybe it's natural, but even if it is natural, how long has it been here? If it's been here for a year, 6 months, maybe we're not slowing the spread. You know, how big of a toll do we want to take? How much freedom and liberty do we want to give up? Some people don't want to give up any. Some people are okay for waiting for a few weeks. Most people are not trying to wait till June. We have to ask these questions. And just because you ask a question about liberty does not mean you want people to die. And just because you want to stay at home doesn't mean you're ignoring the other stuff. So I think a lot of people are getting caught up in the sports team dynamic to this, and they don't want to hear anything else. Like, no, everything's going to be great because Trump's doing this, but you got to listen to these families that are like, I'm making zero income. I built up this, you know, my father's built up this business for 100 years. He's going out of business right now, and there is no loan for him. So we have to be able to juggle all these things at once and figure out what's going on, because the further it goes, the more I'm starting to think that, you know, something doesn't smell right. A lot of it doesn't smell right, and we're giving up our freedom. We're letting Democrat politicians and Republicans have authoritarian power that we might not be able to get back. This is all very, very alarming. It's what a lot of conspiracy theorists have been talking about for 10, 20, 30 years. And I'm like, how's this ever going to happen? I was, even as a conspiracy theorist myself, they're not going to do this. FEMA, Walmarts, blah, blah, blah. This is crazy. You know, they would never do that to us. But how would it be accomplished? Now we see, I guess, a virus is the perfect storm for a lot of this stuff to really occur and to justify it. And now we're caught in this pickle. But I think it takes critical thinking, people to actually do their job and tune out of the mainstream media, tune into other people who are at least a little more humble or a little more scientifically accurate, or people like yourself who are questioning that narrative. So that's it. And also, I'm saying, if we really care about lives, I'm not kidding, mandatory workouts, 100 jumping jacks a day for every person. You know, statistically, I've crunched the numbers with Dr. Fauci and others. I think I'm just joking. I haven't, for legal reasons. But, you know, I think we could save thousands of lives. And I was joking. Please don't eat Super Blue. It's a warning. It's toothpaste.
No. Just brush your teeth with it. But wait, I want to come on and hear. I want to open up. I need to open up. I have a new conspiracy theory about this. Okay. Now bear with me here. Okay. Right before this coronavirus outbreak, Anomaly challenged me to a game of basketball, 1-on-1. Yeah. And so I started training, and my jump shot was looking really nice. And then all of a sudden, the coronavirus shuts down all the gyms, and I can't work on my jump shot anymore. And so Anomaly probably has some private underground gym, and he's training up right now, working on the layups and his dribbling skills and his fundamentals and everything. And I'm stuck here sucking wood on a basketball court I can't even use.
I heard it started from an InfoWars facility in Wuhan. I heard that was ground zero. It was InfoWars.
It's now totally confirmed that Anomaly has used the power of his mind to instill all this fear on Americans. So now I can't work on my jump shot. He sent spies to my gym. He sent spies to my gym, and he got the report that my jump shot was flawless, and then he canceled the whole economy because of it.
InfoWars money troubles, for us to be able to expand, would be over if I got up here and said this virus is the end of the world. We would sell five times more stuff. When I get up here and say, I think this is hyped up, I think this is a weapon against the country, we see sales go straight down. A, I'm not going to be immoral. B, if we have a Great Depression, the money will be worth nothing. There'll be war on the streets. So buying into the hype is dangerous. And we've looked at the numbers. Yes, it's a real virus. Yes, it kills people. Going way back, I saw the hype and the gear up, and I said they're going to blame it on Trump. They're going to try to take the economy out. Our media that's been defending Xi Jinping will attack Trump when it gets here. That's why I said get storable food. And yeah, I said boost your immune system, especially if you're old or already have pre-existing conditions, because you always want to be prepared. So we were pre-positioned and said you should be prepping and ready. So we're on this like white on rice. It's important to protect yourselves and to protect your immune system and to boost your overall body's defenses. Turmeric's known for doing that. We have the highest quality, strongest formula that out there. There may be one stronger, but it's the strongest we know of. 95% curcuminoid. Most other turmeric formulas are just raw turmeric at about 3-5%. Other ones that are really strong are 60-70% curcuminoid. This is 95. I paid extra to do it. Very, very high quality at a very affordable price. 97% reviews. People love it. It's so good for your body. Get your bodies today. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus has some natural stimulant in it. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, and then pregnenolone to boost it, and that big daily allowance of zinc. Get it in yourself now, or Vitamineral Fusion has it. We're shipping next day. We're up to the date on our shipping right to your door, and it funds the operation. Vitamineral Fusion also has amino acids, but it's in a dose. It's good for children as well. Children cannot take the Real Red Pill Plus. It's the Vitamineral Fusion the children can take. InfoWarsStore.com, and we're about to sell out of the 1 ounce nano silver from American Biotech that we have in the 1 ounces. They're still discounted, though. It's about to sell out. We've had this out for like a year now. It's a bestseller. Super silver skin cream with the nanotech silver in it with hyaluronic acid. So instead of drying your skin out with the alcohols that dissipate in a few minutes and all the rest of it, this lasts for days or until it's removed from your skin. And it is the same as the super wound gel, but they didn't have to patent this, so the price is a lot less. The other stuff sold in stores. This is not. So you have to go through that whole process, so it costs a lot less, but it's still super high quality, the exact same silver. Women get this and go, my God, just the hyaluronic acid in Ulta, a tube this big would be like $30. How is this so inexpensive? Well, we don't mark it up like that. So it's got the natural grapefruit scented and then the non-scented in these large tubes that are 3.4 ounces and in the 1 ounce tube, still available at InfoWarsStore.com. And our Super Blue toothpaste, Super Silver, sold out. It has the same amount of the nano silver plus tea tree. And of course, the iodine. You can't get a better toothpaste out there. It's going to sell out soon as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And that funds our operation. Am I saying that the virus is being overhyped? Yes, but the hype's the reason to get prepared and get ready.